Test. All right. No, not Michigan music born. Michigan highlights.
And 1-1, so a lot of pressure here on this first one. And goes too strong. 3-point game. Burke moves it down. 5 seconds. Fires for three. Oh, the game is tied. He's tied it.
You know what the best part about Trey Burke hitting that three-pointer? It wasn't that Michigan is going to win this game. It wasn't that Michigan it tied the game. It was that look on the Kansas players' faces of like, we've lost. Like Bill Self, like realizing like, I'm a terrible coach. Like I'm really bad coach. We had a double-digit lead. We are Kansas. We are storied. We invented basketball. And then they lose like that. That's what Michigan does to you. That is exactly what Michigan does to you. That's what Trey Burke does to you. Welcome everyone to the official Michigan Final Four hype cast. I am E99999. With me today is Born, unfortunately, an Ohio State fan. Mm-hmm. I feel really, really bad for you. Not because Ohio State lost, but because you're an Ohio State fan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say maybe because I sat and watched the game with family members who are all Wisconsin fans.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Franchise, which I'm sorry, Franchise, but your boy is not going to win the women's NCAA championship this year. Beat down.
Shaq Jr.
She's not going to do it. I mean, he's not going to do it. Not this year.
Oh, gone. Bye-bye.
And last is McLean. What did you think about that shot? That was a great shot, wasn't it?
Which one?
And Trey Burke for three to tie the game.
I can't wait till he comes to Dallas.
Draft pick. Him and Dirk. You know what's bothering me really about the Mavericks? I mean, we can get into this real quick. All right? We get it, okay? When you get to 500, you're going to shave your beards. We get it. Enough already. How about instead of growing a beard, you win a game? Is that possible?
Did you watch the Bulls game?
Is that possible? Yeah, I saw what happened, okay?
You saw it.
I saw what happened, okay? I don't need to be reminded. How about
Dirk is clutch? You don't have to be reminded. When they were down by like 13 with 4 minutes left, and then Dirk just went off over Boozer's face.
Why do they need to grow beards to be motivated? Why can't just winning motivate you, huh? Why do you gotta have a lame excuse of like, oh, we gotta grow our beards out. 500 playoff or whatever beards. Just win a game. How about clutch that? Clutch a W.
God. They did win that game.
I can't wait till they lose. They're playing the Lakers tonight, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can't wait till they lose, right, Franchise? Like, you can't wait for them to get beat down by
it. Oh, the Lakers are going all in.
What do you mean they're going all in?
Like, they're retiring Shaq's jersey.
Oh, wow.
And they're taking out Steve Nash. They're doing everything to win this game.
If the Mavericks do not get to 500 before the end of the season, I better see Gandalf on the court next year. That's all I'm saying. They cannot shave
500 tonight.
they need to have those beards all summer long as a reminder to just win a game. You know what? Maybe I should just tweet at Swish right now. How about you just win a game? Is it really that hard?
How about you just make a shot?
Well, he kind of did.
He couldn't miss against the Bulls.
Well, who do the Bulls have that can, you know, kind of
nobody. Taj
Gibson?
They're
the best defensive team. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Nobody can guard a 7-footer that flops like that. Like, you never know when they're going to call a foul on you because he's an offensive flopper.
Yeah.
He can't be trusted.
You want me to look up what he did?
Yeah, what'd he do?
Look up the box score.
Tell me.
He went 14 for 17. From the field, and he only had 2 free throws.
Oh my gosh.
Not much flopping, unless they just weren't calling it.
Alright. What else?
9-3 since Mike James became the starter.
That's not a stat you need to be throwing around. I don't think anybody's like, oh, Mike James.
MVP James.
Oh man.
He's the best James in the league.
He's this year's Rodrigue Bubois.
Roddy B's out, by the way.
Okay, so
Posey was the best James in the league.
James Worthy was the best James in the league. Is there any other bigger James than James Worthy? Let's be honest.
Come on now.
That's a top 50. He's top 50 all time.
Come on.
I can't think of any better James.
I can't think of a better James.
In the league right now, at least.
Okay, so NCAA tournament first. Let's start there. NCAA tournament. It's down to the final four.
Or are we going to talk about our brackets?
Yeah, well, first, let's quickly. It's Syracuse. It's Michigan. It's who else?
Louisville.
Oh, Louisville, that's right. Guy with the broken leg, which was awful, right?
I didn't see it.
I was watching it, and I saw him land, but I didn't really understand what happened. And then I saw all the players, like, kind of on the ground, and I'm like, did they collide? And then CBS replayed it twice, and about...
They didn't even see it?
No, the second time that they replayed it, and it all kind of came together. I'm like, looking at everyone's reactions, paying attention to him specifically, and seeing, like, oh my gosh. And then they panned to him, and he kind of lifted his leg, and it's like, bent in half.
Oh,
and it's like,
God.
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard you could see bone.
That's what I heard too. Oh,
it was... And then I was like, I was telling my wife, I'm like, come here, you gotta see this, you gotta see this. Thankfully, CBS had stopped playing it by then, and I was like, oh man, that is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Now, had you seen Jason Kendall's injury?
No, I hadn't.
I mean, it was covered up because of how he was wearing like pants, but you could definitely see what had happened, and you could tell like his foot was just like hanging, basically.
Oh, so terrible. Like, even now, I'm like,
I'm glad I didn't see it.
They said that players were throwing up.
Really?
Like, would you throw up if that happened?
I might collapse to the ground, at least.
I mean, I've had a pretty bad ankle sprain where I landed on it and I heard a pop and then it swelled up, like.
Yeah, I have done that too.
And that's pretty bad right there. But like, bone breaking and then all of a sudden you see bone and oh,
are we talking
I
about
heard he was tweeting here? At the hospital.
Wait a minute, wait. McLean, did you hear this, McLean?
What?
Did you hear they're talking about, you know, a wussy ankle injury?
What? Bone showing.
It was a displaced fracture.
No, they're talking about your injuries.
Yeah.
That you're talking about.
Oh yeah, when you were soft? I remember
you
that.
Were soft.
What? Oh, me? My injury?
Yeah, your injury.
I was hacking up a lung. No, I was on my deathbed.
Ankle injury.
No, your ankle injury. You were just bragging about it.
Yeah.
The one where I had to.
I didn't say that took me out of the game.
No,
I played through the injury.
No, mine took me out. I was out. I was like,
and I wasn't off
of
work or anything like that.
I was on the ground. Hey, let me tell you another story.
You were the one throwing up.
let me tell you another story about injury. So, my high school team, my varsity high school team, got to play at the Palace of Auburn Hills, where the Detroit Pistons play. I don't know if I think it was my junior or senior. I don't remember, but I was playing in the game. And it was maybe the third quarter, and I just nailed a three, like nothing but net, just straight. I mean, oh, it was so beautiful. Like,
and there were people playing against you, right?
Yes, there was people playing against me. I nailed a three. I mean, Ray Allen would have been bowing on that three. That's how good it looked. I mean, I don't even know if it hit the net, to be honest with you. That's how money it was. But we were in a full court press, man-to-man full court press, so I'm picking up the point guard because that's what I played. And nobody, you know, I'm a team player. I call out picks and stuff. If somebody's behind me, I say, hey, you know, to your left, to your right, pick, whatever. Nobody called it out. I turn, slam right into this guy. Go down. Thankfully, I go down right in the middle of the court, right on the logo. Bruce, I have pictures of this, of me going down right in the middle of the logo, right in the middle of the court so everyone can see me. but hey, I had to get my shin wrapped and I had a nice bone bruise and I didn't return to the game.
So you guys win or lose?
We got killed. We were terrible.
Diddy is the king of the hall song.
But I did nail a three. Just so everyone knows, okay? And fell down
a career
high? In the middle. No, was it my career high? It was my career high at the palace, though. I'll give you that.
This has got to be devastating. You spend all the time to finally get to play there, and you only get to play a couple of plays.
Yeah, when I got hit, I tried to get up, and I got up, and as soon as I put weight on that leg, I fell down. So I kind of stumbled to the middle of the court. Oh man, good times, good times.
Softness at its finest.
What was the last team? Who's the last team in there?
Wichita State.
Wichita State. They don't deserve it, right? Like out of all the teams, like get out of here.
I don't know. Coming out of that bracket, I'm not sure who else would have been that great.
Well, there should have been Ohio State, right?
No.
No?
No.
They played.
Their calling card of the last like 3 or 4 years has been having decent players, but not a killer instinct. Like I hate to say it, like Michigan had on this last game. They need to basically start a game and say, hey, thanks for coming. You shouldn't have even showed up, though.
Well, what you going to do? We can't all be Michigan, right?
We can't all be Michigan.
We can't all hit threes from the parking lot to tie the game.
Do you think they're going to make sure the coaches go over how many timeouts the team has?
Whoa. Too soon. Too soon. Wow. Do that after Michigan recognizes the Fab Five again.
I retweeted something that somebody on my timeline had sent, some basically saying I forgive Weber for making the mistake because it looks like they have 20 timeouts per game, basically, with all the team timeouts.
Oh, wow. Anybody would have done that. I mean, in that game, he was just doing what he thought was best. Isn't that what you always want your players to do? Do what you think is best. He was so lost, right? Like that whole sequence, he was so lost. He was buckling under the pressure of the moment. He traveled. He didn't know what to do with the ball once he got that rebound. He went up the court with the entire intention of calling that timeout. It was too much for him. And it's always been too much. Now I hate him. Got me thinking about it again. Okay, let's move on.
Well, do you think their chances are pretty good then?
Oh, Bourne, come on. Look at my bracket. Yeah. Who did I pick as the champion?
Yeah.
Michigan. Of course I think their chances are good. Syracuse.
What?
Syracuse is tough.
They have a good 2-3 defense, but they don't have Trey Burke. They don't have Tim Hardaway Jr. They don't have Glenn Robinson III. They don't have McGarry, come on. That's enough right there to win multiple championships. Let me see. I'm going to look at these brackets. First, McLean, let's look at yours, okay?
All right.
Because this was embarrassing. I'm not going to lie.
I was so close.
What do you mean so close?
When I first filled this bracket out, I had Wichita State in the Final Four.
Okay, so hold on.
Last second.
Your bracket, B. Smith, hot bracket injected.
Yes.
And your final four. Wait a minute. You didn't have Wichita State?
No, I almost did.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you almost did? When was the part
that first filled it out? That was it.
Oh, yeah. So your almost bracket was really close.
I had Gonzaga and Wichita State playing for the championship.
That's impossible.
How's that possible?
No, you didn't.
No, I mean the winner of that matchup was going to go all the way.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. So you didn't go with your gut. You went against your gut, and now you have the worst bracket. Like,
no, I don't have the worst bracket.
Okay, Tomato has the worst bracket, but you pretty much have the worst bracket.
No, he has the second worst.
Yeah, Pantera's got the worst.
Yeah.
But no, everyone, yeah, that's kind of a pass, right? We all know he's going to be the worst at this. So who was your final four? You had
wait. You said Pantera?
Yeah, Pantera.
Whoa. Do you know Pantera knows little to nothing about sports?
Why did you have to single out sports? Can't we just say little to nothing? Just in general?
Can we just say nothing? Take out the little?
The little.
Okay, so your final four was who?
I had Duke.
Oh.
Gonzaga.
Oh. What are you picking? Wait, hold on. I think there's a theme here. Okay, keep going.
Well, no, Gonzaga, like, the reason I had them losing to Wichita State was because they're bad.
In your almost bracket.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're bad, and that's why they reminded me of Duke a few years ago when everyone had them losing early as a one seed, and they went all the way.
Okay.
So I thought Gonzaga was going to do that.
In your almost bracket.
No, this was my real bracket.
Oh, your real bracket. Okay. Okay, so Duke, Gonzaga.
Butler,
okay. That's weird because all three of those teams have very similar makeups. If you understand.
Butler choked against Marquette.
They didn't choke.
They had that game won.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Marquette forgot how to miss in the final minute or so.
Are you sure that's not the Davidson game you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, they did that twice. Marquette should have went out in the first round.
Yeah, Marquette is terrible. I mean, they're not as good. They didn't beat anybody. And they had the people that they did beat, they had to work, like, really hard and get really lucky. So they weren't even legit to begin with.
Yeah, I agree. Butler should have won and been in the final four.
And who's your last team?
Last team, Florida.
Well, why Florida? That's Michigan's bracket.
Well, I had Michigan losing to South Dakota State.
In the first round.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't they lose to Ohio a few years ago in the first round?
They lost in the first round a few years ago. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was Ohio.
And I picked that game, and you thought I was crazy. So I decided to go with my gut again.
You decided to go crazy again.
This time it didn't work out, though.
J.D. Martinez is a beast.
So now, none of your final four are in it. You had, Gonzaga beating Florida in the championship, and, your bracket is awful. You can't get any more points. Just absolutely terrible.
Agree? Not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
There's worse ones.
Only two. All right, Bourne, how about you? Your bracket. You fared a little bit better than McLean.
Yeah, I was in contention with you, I thought.
For a while, until you made one bad decision, and that kind of cost you. Everyone who bet against Michigan is kicking themselves this week.
No.
Bracket buster. Michigan is a bracket buster.
Yeah, I didn't put up a meme that says, my bracket's busted, thanks, Florida.
Come on, how many people's brackets didn't get busted?
Mine.
Oh, you're busted a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Louisville, Ohio State, Florida, and Miami, and then Florida winning it all.
Over Louisville.
Over Louisville, yeah. Yep.
And Louisville playing great. They get a free win to the championship because they got to play Wichita State. Michigan gets a free win because they got to play Syracuse, which is good. And then Michigan's going to take this thing and bring home the first championship in, 25 years, something like that? We'll take it.
Till they vacate it.
Till they figure out who was on the take.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
Find out Hardaway was giving him actually, like, free trips to Vegas in his personal jet or something like that.
Somebody made the president's bracket. And I don't know if this is okay to say, but the president's an idiot, right? Is that okay? Am I on a list now?
He's got one of the best brackets.
Yeah, but
every single year.
Well, he only has one of his final four left. He took Florida, Louisville, Ohio State, and Indiana, and had Indiana beating Louisville in the entire thing. Really? Really? Indiana? Why would anybody pick Indiana? That doesn't make any sense to me. He's an Indiana homer, is what he is. Just because he's from Chicago, he thinks he knows something. No wonder this country's what?
Whoa. You almost went there.
I almost went there. So let's look at the really, really good bracket. The bracket that's like leading our group. The bracket that had Louisville and Michigan in the final four. The bracket that has Michigan beating Louisville. Let me see whose name is on this bracket. Let me check it out here. Oh, E99999. What a surprise.
That is a legitimate surprise.
Guess who called it? And the Kansas Michigan game.
I did.
Two thumbs pointing at this
kid. Copy my bracket.
Oh, no way. No way.
Oh, by the way, could we make a little comment here? Tomatoes, bracket.
Sure.
Did you see what his tie-breaking score was?
Uh-oh. No. What was it?
330 to 690. And he put 330 in the winning score bracket.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good thing he's not our president.
Oh, man.
Say idiot.
So, is there any, I don't think there's any way I can lose this group.
I was just going to ask that, yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Because the only people left have Louisville.
And so, if somebody had Louisville winning it all, then maybe you'd be in trouble, but.
Yeah. And Michigan's going to win it all. I think we can all agree on that, right? I mean, after they beat a Kansas team, which was probably better than them, they destroyed Florida, they destroyed VCU, they're going to destroy Syracuse, and then Louisville is going to put up a fight, but at the end of the day, you got the Big Ten player of the year on your team. You know? You come against the king, you best not miss. How about that? And enough with, we're playing for the guy with the broken leg, okay?
Oh, come on, you know that's gonna be it.
Oh my gosh. That's all that the media is gonna say it is. How about the better team is gonna win and put the smackdown on Louisville?
Why are you talking about Louisville?
What do you mean?
They're gonna be playing Wichita State.
Yeah, they get a free win to the championship
Shockers.
Game.
The Shockers.
Is that their
Shocking
name?
Shocking the world.
Yeah. Yeah, stop. Please.
Do people put up Shocker symbols in the air?
That would not be good if they did. That would not be good at all. Okay, so real quick, and actually this is live looking right now because the women's tournament is going on also. And like I mentioned before, Baylor was exposed. They're out of the tournament. They lost. They're not going to put up a fight. Notre Dame has a free pass to the championship. One little problem is that the last I checked, they were losing to Duke at halftime. That game's going on right now. So as long as Notre Dame can take care of business, which I'm just now noticing
They're up 77-66.
Yeah, they're up quite a bit now. So Notre Dame in the Final Four going to be playing UConn for the fourth time this season. Currently 3-0 against that UConn team. About to be 4-0. About to win their first national championship, like I've called all season long. Like, if you people are betting people, just trust my picks. Because I have been so right this season. It's not even funny.
You're not even first in the women's bracket.
What do you mean? Well, yeah, maybe I'm not first, but at the end of the day, I will be the last one standing.
I like your bracket.
What do you mean?
It's just all chalk.
I had four number ones in the final four.
Yep. I didn't have a single upset.
Nope, not a single upset. It's women's basketball.
Tell me in here, 'cause I haven't watched anything. Has there been any upsets other than the Baylor one?
That was the biggest one.
For franchise.
That was the biggest one. That was the most notable. Kansas, a 12 seed. You know, they got to the Sweet 16.
Okay.
Delaware.
Stanford losing was a big upset. They lost to Georgia.
Okay.
Which nobody
I see that now.
I mean, they're a number one seed, but yeah, Delaware, whatever. Whatever. Who cares? The big name is Baylor. Them and their man child got exposed.
Wow, why do you keep bashing my boy?
Bashing your boy?
Why do you keep bashing my team?
Nobody wants to hear Brittany Griner exposed.
I have not said one derogatory thing against Michigan.
It's because there's nothing bad to say. Oh, they didn't lose. Bad
things to say about Michigan.
Like what? Name one.
Name one. I can give you one name. Chris.
Whoa! Why you gotta go there?
I didn't hear that. What?
Why did you go there? He said Chris Weber. You gotta take it there. That's a low blow.
Time out there.
Uncalled for.
Take a time out of the podcast.
Uncalled for.
Wait, there aren't any more.
So anything else on the NCAA, women's or men's?
Oh, I got one bad thing to say about Michigan.
All right.
Denard Robinson.
Come on. Come on. You know he's going to be a great black Wes Welker.
He's going to be a great nothing. He's going to be the greatest quarterback in the CFL.
No, let's see. I have him. What did the insiders say? Like third rounder, McLean?
I haven't checked in a while.
I thought it was like as far down like five.
Whoa.
I've seen him as fifth.
Fifth round?
Fifth.
Really?
And that's if somebody's really struggling for a pick.
Has he acknowledged that he's not going to play quarterback?
Not that I've seen.
Okay. But so he is intending to be drafted as a quarterback.
Well, his draft stock just dropped again.
I hope not. Okay. But
his grade is a 54.
Oh, that high.
Where does that go usually?
I'm pretty sure it's a 60-point scale.
Isn't that like undrafted?
No, stop.
I'm pretty sure McClain got that one right on the head. Undrafted.
All right, the worst pick in the first round is a 88.
So if we do that out, yeah, third round then.
He's a 54. I'd say like fifth round.
Fifth round. No.
If it's a 55 in the third round, then the draft stock seems to drop pretty fast.
Hey, you never know when you're going to draft a Tom Brady. Denard Robinson could be the next Tom Brady. Think about that.
Robinson is the next Ryan Leaf.
So then you have him in the sixth round.
I have him, yes, in the sixth round, Michigan quarterback, winning three championships.
He is not Cordell Stewart.
He's better than Cordell Stewart.
What?
He's a better football player than Cordell Stewart.
No.
Yes. Football player, not quarterback.
I'm a better football player than Denard Robinson.
What injury did he have? Was it a concussion or something else?
He had something with his arms, his hands, or something, that he couldn't grip the ball right there at the end of the season.
So, quarterback or wide receiver?
Slash kick returner.
slash
special
something
teams.
That where he doesn't have to use his hands primarily. Slash. Kicker?
Slash.
Third string in the Canadian League.
The guy who, the long snapper. Oh, just wait. Just wait. When I hear his name in the draft, I'm going to be tweeting to all of you.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the rankings. They have them all ranked.
Okay.
They only go to 115.
Oh, good.
And the 115th player is ranked 71.
Oh.
And he's a 55. So he's somewhere in the 200s, maybe.
Oh, man.
So
that's fifth round. Fifth or later.
Yeah, he's way.
That's okay. Everyone underestimated Tebow, too. And look at him. He's won more playoff games in Denver than Peyton Manning.
He doesn't have a team right now.
He doesn't?
He's not a Jet anymore.
Well, what's he doing? Just giving motivational speeches to college sports teams?
Giving motivational speeches to virgins.
Like you can do it?
He gave a speech to Wichita State.
Uh-oh. Tebow effect?
Okay, here's an update on Denard.
Okay.
His grade is a 54, so it dropped a point.
Just in the last time, in the last 10 minutes.
Yes.
It's dropped a point. Wow.
But the good news is he's the 24th ranked wide receiver.
And he's like the 105th ranked quarterback.
No, so he's just listed as wide receiver.
It's not even 105 that's quarterbacks. That's his position. 105.
Sure, that goes into high school quarterbacks.
All right. What's next? Fantasy baseball update real quick. Our league has started, and I don't understand what's happening, but I am setting...
That sounds great.
I am setting my lineups daily.
Yep.
Except for some reason, I didn't put... Oh, no, that's his overall stats. Never mind. Set your lineups daily so you can get maximize your points. I feel like I don't have enough bench players. Like, does anyone else feel like that?
Well, we got enough position players. Do you really need more bench players?
Well, because I don't have any bench pitching. So I, like, have no room to do anything. And I only have three bench position players. Like, is three bench total enough?
Well, I mean, we have a 16-team league, and three is plenty just because that we need to make sure there are other guys on the free agency pool.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So that there's enough to go around.
Yeah.
looking at the way that the points are going out and going around and how the scoring is going, the Ball Riders are stacked. Like, that's the one thing I can tell because I'm only 8 points behind the leader, and the leader is a fraud, so...
Who's about to trade away all his players.
Yeah, he's about to trade away all his players. So if you look at the two teams ahead of the Ball Riders, the Baseball Riders, Chuck Norris and the Idiots, only 3.5 points separate the Ball Riders from being a legit leader in this league.
Even though it says I'm in third place, I can tweet right now from the standings page that I'm currently in first.
That's ESPN for you.
Yeah.
Oh, but it makes me tweet that I'm in fourth. That ain't right. That ain't right. Wow. McLean, your team is really bad.
Well, I don't know how this works. I missed out on 4 hits yesterday.
You gotta set your lineups daily.
I don't know what that means.
That means that the players that are playing need to be.
I don't
want to
do that though.
But that's like the NBA.
Yeah, but in the NBA, it's simple. Here, I don't know if they're playing, even if their team is.
You just gotta pay attention.
But you had Elvis Andrews not playing a game at all. You could have slotted Alexi in.
Yeah, make it easy on yourself.
Yeah, but I didn't check it till the game was already playing.
Here's the key to Major League Baseball.
They play so early.
Well, set your lineup before 12. Hey, how about you get up in the morning? Is that an option?
I get up, but the first thing I don't do is check this.
Before you eat your Lucky Charms or your Captain Crunch or whatever you're eating, before you pour yourself a bowl of Cocoa Puffs, how about you set your lineup?
No. I already lost. It's week. No, it's like day two and I already lost.
That's what makes fantasy baseball so amazing.
At least with rotisserie, you've got a chance to come back.
Yeah.
You're never really out of it.
You're not out of it until the season is over.
You're going to turn into the Milwaukee Bucks of the basketball league.
Yeah, we're just going to be tweeting at you to set
Except
your lineup.
Except there's no matchup, so... No one even knows if I'm at the worst.
You're playing against everybody, and we know that you're the worst. I'm telling you, just set your lineup, and that is the key. That's the first thing I do when I get to work. I don't check my email. I don't get a cup of coffee. I log on to ESPN and set my lineups.
I do it on my phone.
See? Get the app.
No.
It's not hard.
I'm just not going to set it.
All right. What about you, Franchise? Let's take a look at your team. How are you doing?
I'm McLean. Hey, what's the say?
Oh, wow. You're bad, too.
Whoa, hold on. What? Have you seen Yu Darvish?
Who?
6 strikeouts in 3 innings. I'm coming back. It's back. I'm setting my lineup every day.
He's just going to have the Rangers in there. He's going to put the Rangers in, and that's it. It's over. Done.
He just had to figure out what the PP means next to each name.
Let's see, franchise. Like, yeah, I don't even know what to say about your team.
Like playing, that's the problem.
Like, McClain's team is bad because he doesn't know what he's doing. Your team is bad because you drafted really bad. Like,
and you've got two guys that are currently on the DL that need to be dropped.
Yeah,
or traded.
Probably dropped
or put on the DL.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's got that many spaces.
Oh no,
he's already using Granderson.
Yeah, Granderson's on the DL, so that's smart because Granderson's a player. That's a legit play.
Get rid of Garza.
No, don't get rid of Garza.
Cubs suck.
No, Cubs are really good. They're 1-0. Garza's not
doing anything.
They're leading the division right now. Do not underestimate the Cubs. They have heart.
Spoken like a traditional Cubs fan.
They are ready to win.
Yeah. Trade them to E. Diddy.
I'll take them.
You could get a King's ransom for it.
Give me your great players. I love good players for nothing.
We know this.
Bourne, have we talked about your team yet?
What do you
got going on there?
I was in first place going into today. Pitching's not too bad. I'm pretty stacked on offense. I don't think I got to worry about that.
You got Greinke?
Yeah.
Fernando Rodney? What does he do? Does he do anything?
Save.
That's a pretty good name, right? Fernando Rodney?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like serious business.
Ryan it was last year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have Matt Garza soon, and it looks like you need pitching, so when I get him, let's talk.
There's probably enough decent free agents. I can just pick up one.
Yeah, you know, there is one thing, though, that I think you need to do. You got to drop Ichiro.
Why?
He's done. He is done.
Okay.
He is not what he was when he came into the league. He's old. He's like 48 or something, isn't he?
What?
He looks like that Gollum character on Lord of the Rings. Look at his player picture. Schmeagol. Like an Asian Schmeagol. Look at him. Oh, gosh. Yeah, see? Is that Ichiro? Is that Ichiro or am I watching Lord of the Rings? I can't tell. I can't tell.
Did you see that video I posted with him meeting Jordan for the first time?
No, I don't. I think I missed that.
You should go back or look for it on YouTube.
Ichiro met Jordan?
Jordan was like, I think it was like 98 or 99, and he was a high school ball player coming over to visit from Japan.
And did Jordan just piss, like, flip him off or something?
No, he was really nice.
Oh, wow. How about that?
And the funny thing was, like, Ichiro had, like, a Tom and Jerry turtleneck on.
Of course he did.
Yeah, typical, like, Japanese, typical, like, 5 or 10 years behind.
Typical Schmeagol. Tom and Jerry turtleneck. Of course he did. All right, so our fantasy baseball league is going. It just started. Opening day was just a couple days ago, and this league is in full swing. It's fantasy baseball. It's rotisserie. It's the way fantasy baseball was meant to be played. And like we said already, the baseball writers are stacked, and they have a legit chance to take this league by storm. As soon as like there's daily games, like what happened? Why is there only like 4 games today? When baseball starts, I want it to start. I want games every day. I don't want to have to wait, get a game, then wait. That's football. That's basketball. I want double headers opening day.
You're not going to get double headers.
I want day night double headers in the snow at Yankee Stadium. Come on. Next up is our fantasy basketball playoffs. The first round is over. And we're on to the championship, a TBS NBA championship. Let's some scoreboard action. Last week's semifinal matchup where the Brown Bombers, the Mexico Brown Bombers, just couldn't do enough. They kept up their losing ways, getting exposed by Lionel Hampton, 1486 to 1419. Brown Bombers just didn't have enough. They were not 11-3 good and exposed in the semifinals. What happened, Brown Bombers?
My team just fell apart.
Well, you relied too much on Meta World Peace.
No, well, there not was Dallas? Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol was out for the season, and then suddenly he was back. And I had dropped him. But luckily, nobody picked him up. And the same thing happened with Rudy Gay. He was out for the season, and then suddenly...
Well, hold on.
Oh, he's back.
Is this insider information, or was this readily available to everyone?
He's out for the season?
Yeah.
No, that was available to everyone.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you I didn't get, him. Like, the insider head start, like a two-hour head start on everyone?
No.
All right.
So somebody did pick him up, so I lost Rudy Gay.
But that's not a big loss.
I mean, it was for this team. Like, he was one of my consistent guys.
So, like, one of the replacements you got for him was, like, Kyle O'Quinn. Who?
Yeah. He was one of my best players that week. So.
Josh McRoberts?
Everybody disappeared. Sean Marion, where did he go? Josh Smith, he turned terrible.
Sean Marion's, like, old as dirt.
Sean Livingston? Oh, man.
Yeah, no, what happened with him was I needed a guard. And I was looking at who I wanted to drop. And it was between Darren Collison, or who's the Washington. The Neil? New Orleans guy.
Oh. Eric Gordon?
Yeah, Eric Gordon. And I clicked on Eric Gordon to drop him. And I accidentally had Collison also clicked. So I dropped two guys. And then Darren Collison had his best game of the season, and I accidentally missed it. And then, who else? Thaddeus Young, he disappeared. OJ Mayo is terrible. Just nobody showed up except Dirk. It was like the real life Mavs.
So, a lot of bad stuff happened to you, but I mean, that's kind of your team. A little bit too much hype, right? I think we can agree.
I just needed a second guy. Dirk needs a teammate.
And now... You know, I
pull it. And this is one of the reasons I didn't want to play Bourne in the first round. Because, you know, in this matchup, there's going to be no LeBron.
Yeah.
There might be.
We'll see.
No, LeBron developed a mystery injury.
Well, it's not a mystery. They said it's a hamstring. Just nobody believes the Heat.
Oh, wow.
That he could ever be hurt.
I just didn't. Nobody's gotten fined yet, though, right?
No. Well, Wade was hurt. Wade is hurt. That's legit because he got hurt in a national televised game. Kinda. So I believe that. Plus, he's always hurt. And Mario Chalmers is probably hurt. He's just got hurt feelings because somebody was yelling at him or something. LeBron's the only one that
they
could
say. Does the fact that Kansas lost have anything to do with
it? Yeah, his butt hurt.
Yeah. Speaking of that, somebody used that in a meeting the other day last week. They actually butt used hurt? The word butt hurt. I couldn't believe it came out of their mouth. Just a side note.
Strategic ways to use butt hurt.
I guess so. Even in a professional setting. But go ahead.
So I'm looking at your team and you didn't do what the Brown Bombers did. Like you stuck to your guns. Like you weren't dropping and picking and trying to attempt to look like you cared when you knew you had the better team.
Yeah, I had quality from top to bottom.
Yeah, quality from top to bottom.
I got outplayed 75 games played to his 94.
Wow.
Smaller minutes.
You just had better players.
Yep.
That's the key. That is the key. Having the best players usually means
you're going to win. You mean having the number one overall pick and taking LeBron?
Hey.
That's what you mean.
He does.
You won your division.
Yeah, he does kind of like make everyone look so terrible in fantasy.
Yeah,
it
doesn't
like,
help possibly having the greatest fantasy season by any player ever.
Okay, so you beat up on the Brown Bombers. The second matchup was The Baked Tomatoes versus Basketball Reasons. And Basketball Reasons had this from the start. You blowout win, 1339-1655. It looks like he probably had the lead the entire series, the entire 2 weeks. I'm just looking at his newest avatar.
Avatar? It's pretty good.
That's unfortunate. That's not really necessary. Like, you didn't have to go there.
He's paying respects.
I mean, look at that. He's gotten, oh man, Brandon Knight, oh, but this is terrible. He's in a casket. His body, his ghost rises up to the heavens.
What is that from? Is that from a music video or a movie or?
It looks like a music video. I don't know.
It's not Bone Thugs and Harmony, is it?
No, it doesn't look like it to me. But the body rising to the heavens is pretty good. I enjoy that. Oh, and then the mama crying and a bunch of homies going up to the casket. That's so terrible.
This is terrible.
This is so, I mean, it's so bad, but so good.
It is.
Why couldn't you do that to Jason Terry? That one was better. Come on. Let's see. So basketball reasons, he made a few pickups, but nothing major. Looks like
he got Rudy Gay.
Was that, is that the one pickup that made the difference?
That's a major pickup.
And maybe we'll see. Cause Rudy Gay is still Rudy Gay. Okay.
He just dropped 41.
He did just drop 41.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
And then Baked
you should have picked him up. He was out there.
He was.
He was available. And then Baked Tomatoes just being Baked Tomatoes. It doesn't look like he made any moves. Has Deion Waiters, who has been out for a while. So it didn't look like there was much of a fight there. So now the championship, right now, the number three, Lionel Hampton versus the number one team, Basketball Reasons. A live look in right now. This is day three of the matchup or day two? Let me see.
Day two.
Yep. Day two of the matchup. Right now it's 97-149 in favor of Basketball Reasons. And unfortunately.
And LeBron's sitting.
Yeah. Unfortunately for you, you got to deal with the next 2 weeks of is LeBron going to play? Is he not going to play? Mystery injury. Who knows what's going to happen? But it looks like he has a lot of guys that are day to day. So maybe that'll help you.
Joakim Noah being out helps.
Yep. Blake Griffin, I didn't know there was something going on with him.
Me either.
And Reggie Evans. Like, Reggie Evans has been huge lately. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm thinking defensive player of the year. Because he doesn't get a lot of minutes, but he maximizes those minutes.
He gets a lot of rebounds.
He is only averaging 24 minutes a game, and I'm looking at his rebound stats, and that's insane.
Yeah.
If that's all the minutes he's playing. Holy.
But geez. He's a terrible scorer.
Yeah, but the opportunities for his team, just getting all those rebounds. I mean, he's probably has impact on time of possession. Let me see. Hold on. I got to look at this game log. He has to be playing more than 24 minutes a game. Yeah, he's up in the 30s lately. So he's been getting a boost.
It says he's averaging 15.5 boards in 28.1 minutes.
In this last month?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is this last month. So, man, he's doing work. I better get a big raise this summer. So what do you think your chances are, Bourne?
Well, if I had had Wall, if I'd been able to keep him throughout the season, that would have helped. But, the LeBron thing will potentially hurt me.
I mean, it could save you too.
Yeah. Because the last couple of, weeks in comparison, I think it's been fairly even where I've outscored his team by the end of the week and he's outscored mine, I think, maybe within like the last 5 weeks or so. Or I should say the last five matchups.
Right, right. So if you can keep it close, even without LeBron for a couple of those games, and then somehow he comes through and has his 35, 40, you know, that could be the difference right there. Like, to me, the key, that is the key. That's the key to this matchup.
Yep.
Will LeBron play? If LeBron plays, Basketball Reason, your season is over.
Harden's got to play, too. He was out the last couple of days.
But aren't they playing for playoff seeding?
I think so.
I mean, so
it's not like they're resting him, though. I think he actually had, like, a sore foot or something.
Okay. In the What? I don't know. The consolation ladder, but I don't really want to demean it because, like we went over last time, there are more legit teams in this playoffs than there are in the regular playoffs.
Right.
So these actually mean something because there's a lot of wins in the consolation ladder.
The four leading scorers were on the playoffs.
Okay. Don't believe that those are misleading stats. If you compare the number of wins in the consolation ladder to the number of wins in the regular playoffs, what playoffs has the better teams?
What?
I was just going to say somebody needs to wake up Paler because he's got Enes Kanter playing.
No.
As well as Lawson and Garnett on the bench.
Nobody needs to wake him up.
Yeah. Wake him up.
Franchise, are you still there? Are you still alive?
I'm alive.
Can we talk about last week when I dominated you?
Whoa.
I dominated you. It was a consolation matchup.
5 points? You won about 5 points?
I was the 7 seed, you were the 8 seed, and I destroyed you.
By 4, actually.
Yeah, 4.
It was a beatdown of epic proportions.
Come on, now. Come on. I've beat you by more than that in football.
This is basketball.
Did you guys see what I did on the last day of this matchup?
Yeah, I had, 3 injured players? Come on, now. And I still kept up with you.
No.
Just think if Wade was playing.
I blew by you.
While you were down, it looks like then, huh?
I was losing.
You just picked up everybody?
I picked up everybody I could possibly imagine without.
It's like Jason Terry won you the game.
That's true.
And he was just bashing Jason Terry.
Jason Terry, 4 points.
Imagine if that was negative.
Oh man, it could have been. It is Jason Terry.
See, now this isn't even, this is a fraud win.
No, this is.
Wait, franchise could have won. Exactly. Kyrie Irving's on the bench.
Kyrie Irving was hurt.
He was hurt.
He beat him when he wasn't paying attention.
I thought you had the app installed on your phone.
No, they don't have an app for this for Android.
Yep, there's no Android app for basketball.
For iPhone, but not Android.
So then, because you didn't play Kyrie Irving, I dominated you.
Oh, you got a fluke win.
Kyrie Irving scored more than Ryan Anderson did, yeah.
And so now, I'm going to win the consolation playoffs. And technically, could be considered, or I'm in consideration for being one of the best teams in this league. Right? We can agree on that. Like, the regular playoffs, whatever, that's kind of like a coin flip. But when you have to go through the amount of games that we have to go through in the consolation ladder and all the wins that are there with all the great teams.
Like it's a coin flip because you're not playing, or it's not a coin flip because you're playing against guys who don't even fill the lineup.
Yeah. Whoa, are you going to take that franchise?
You're in consideration the only person in the consolation paying attention.
Who really cares? Once my team was in the consolation, I pretty much was like, okay. I set lineups like 2 weeks ago.
Most people give up. For some reason, you're still making lineup changes.
I made my lineup changes 2 weeks ago, and I was like, yeah, whatever. There was no there was no excuse. Yeah. I'm cranking it. I'm giving you facts.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's go back to this week.
I've been focused on other things. Sorry. Playing a team that I know I would have beaten if I had actually really paid attention.
All right. So when the TBSN ball wait. What?
No, no excuse.
Oh, okay.
I beat you so many times. I mean, I figured you would have, you know, here, here's just a gimme. I won't even try. Maybe he can win if I don't try. No, stop.
Okay, so when the Ball Riders win against Hell in a Hand Baskets, they will be the best team in the consolation ladder, thus making them 5th, I guess, in this thing. Baked Tomatoes playing Brown Bombers. I'm going to go ahead and take the Baked Tomatoes because why not? Coin flip, right? That's all that the regular playoffs are. Bucks and Drago playing for whatever, and I'm not a racist playing team franchise. That could get ugly.
Kiki just said, get out of here!
Okay, so that's it for the Fantasy NBA, TPS NBA update. Anything else that we got going on? We got our TPS MLB League on the PlayStation 3.
Which we had better, so far we had better success last year than we did this year, right. So far.
Yeah, because we can't get anybody to actually play.
Well, I played McClain, and McClain, what happened?
Like, well, go ahead. I thought I was playing MLB The Show.
Okay.
You were playing.
And that was my first mistake. Because I was playing MLB The Show online.
Oh, okay.
And apparently Diddy, all he does is play online because he's an online warrior. Like he's got his online tactics down. He knows what's up.
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about.
I was trying to play him smart and that was my big mistake.
Diddy
like
is
overestimating.
I gave him too much credit. Is he one of those guys that like takes off after every pitch, tries to make you make a throwing error to steal bases?
Yep.
They'll just run back and forth in between the bags.
And I caught him one
time. That happened one time.
I couldn't get him.
That happened one time, and that was a complete mistake.
I lost count of how many times it happened.
Well, you know what the problem is for McClain?
Wait. And did he also, like, fake bunt you, like, at every pitch, basically?
Yes.
Here's McClain's problem, and this is why he lost. And I warned him before we played. I told him, do not throw me strikes because you will not get a strike past me. And what does he do? Well, if you look at my hits, he threw me a lot of strikes. If you look at my home runs, he threw me a lot of strikes.
Well, now, what I meant when I said I was overestimating you because I didn't know you were just going to swing at everything.
Well, then,
at one point, I gave up, and I was just like, I'm just going to throw sliders. He's going to throw sliders 10 feet above his head. And he was, like, swinging at him.
Here's another issue that McClain had. And this is never good when you're playing online. How do I put this pitcher in? That's not good. Because Verlander was in there about five innings too long. So, we did get one game in. I'm looking forward to playing more games, except for if you live in Canada, because that's going to be difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Franchise is playing right now.
Are you playing somebody in Canada?
No, nobody's even online with the game right now.
That's good. I also did pick up the Vita version, and you know what's amazing about the Vita version?
The cloud?
Not much, but...
More lag?
No, at least... I can play a home run derby on lunch. Online. Versus PS3 people. That's
good. Did you get kicked at all trying to set up a lobby?
I was just playing randoms.
Okay.
And so it never kicked us. There was one time it only let two people in the lobby though.
Yeah, I tried setting it up. We played a couple with JT and with Patriot Arrow. And quite a few times when I'd set up the lobby, everybody would have to like jump in quickly before it would kick me.
Now, was that before the latest patch?
No. Or, yes, I'm sorry, it was before.
I'm wondering if some of that stuff has been fixed. I hope some of that stuff has been fixed.
This was a feature they promised last year. No wonder it still isn't working.
Yeah, that's true. The feature they promised that never showed up. I did notice that one of the problems that broke the game that Darth Nation and I were playing, where when you're putting in a pinch, or not a pinch hitter, a pitcher, like late in the game, like in the eighth or ninth inning, it would freeze up. And that's what happened to us, like on day two or three.
Hmm.
And that was in their change log of things that they fixed. So I'm hoping that even if the lag is terrible, that we won't get any lockups and that the games will complete. When McClain and I finished our game and I was looking at all my hits, that might have locked it up because there was so many hits on the box score that it just took me forever to scroll through, and then it eventually locked up. It did record the win though, thankfully. But that's a warning. Don't get too many. Like if you're pushing 17, 18 hits like me, you might
just space it out, huh?
Yeah, you might lock up.
Have you looked recently in like the league leader? Well, I mean, how many guys have actually, well, I take that back. Some of the games have actually resolved. Did we unresolve those or did we leave those resolved?
I think right now they're resolved. The thing I did notice when I was looking at the stats, there was no stats for the resolved games. The stats that were in the league leaders were the stats for the played games.
That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird. And then McLean was accusing me of being able to use my opening day starter because that should have been in the first game that was simulated.
Oh, sure.
But he was available to be my pitcher in the game we played, which was the second game on the schedule. So I don't know how that all works.
Maybe we can complain to this commission, see if he'll actually do something as opposed to our fantasy baseball or basketball.
I think all commissioners are created equal.
So that's
going on, and we're hopefully it looks like it's a 9-game season.
Yep,
like that's what everyone else sees.
Yeah, but it's like a full out playoffs. Then I think.
Yeah, that's what I think. So that's fine. I think we can complete this, and then when I get into the playoffs and win the World Series, you know, I'm assuming to get congratulation tweets or whatever, you know, whatever you want to do, email, message board, whatever. I'm cool with any of that. Anything else sports related?
I'm going to start doing leagues in just about every sports game there is.
Hockey.
I will do a league in hockey. I will even be doing a league in
foosball,
Tiger Woods, and I have a golf league.
Wait, they have like country clubs or something in the new Tiger.
Yep.
Right? Like you can sign up for a club.
Really?
It sounds interesting, but I didn't care for
the demo.
It's because you don't have move.
I guess. Mostly because I'd rather be outside.
That's probably true.
Yes, I will be setting up leagues in just about every sports game that I can get my hands on. NCAA 14, there will be a league.
I saw screenshots for that today.
The game looks amazing.
It looks exactly like last year's.
It looks exactly like last year's Madden.
Oh, gosh.
Which was amazing. Finally, Madden lived up to the hype.
All right, anything else?
You don't want to. I don't want to. 10 strikeouts in 5 innings.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He's going for the record.
What's the record?
20?
I thought it was 21.
Is it 21?
Well, I thought Kerry Wood had 21 at least.
I thought he had 20.
Oh, maybe.
Now we got to fact check this. All right. Most Ks in Major League Baseball. MLB.com.
Wouldn't 21 be strike everybody out?
No.
No.
27.
9 innings, 3 per.
Yeah, this isn't high school ball.
This isn't high school ball.
Of course it isn't. Come on.
Most strikeouts in Major League Baseball. Strikeout, here we go. Strikeout record is held by none other than, all right, these are totals. Hold on. Yep. Roger Clemens and Kerry Wood, both with 20.
Oh, okay.
And in a 9-inning game.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
And it is 21 in an extra inning game by Tom Chaney.
We'll leave that page open and then refresh it in a couple of hours. I'm going to say you, Darvish.
Okay. What else, Bourne? You had something else?
I was just going to say, I didn't really want to, maybe this isn't the appropriate time for it, but, I see Franchise changed his Twitter name again.
He did?
K Solo.
What's that mean? What's that all about?
That's me. All day.
You're solo now?
Solo. Beast Mode 1.
You change your Twitter name a lot. Yeah,
6 months.
Almost as often as you tweet.
Whoa.
Do you have an identity crisis?
No, I do not.
All right. Just checking.
I think the name franchise is going away.
Really?
For good.
What else? If that's all we know you by. If
maybe
you change
this is like
name,
a wrestling move ploy. Where it's like changing the identity of the wrestler and he's gonna hide away for a while and then franchise will come out of the rafters and destroy
everybody.
Is he a good
guy now or a bad guy?
Like, I know what your name will be. It'll be franchise, but with a lowercase f.
Or with a y.
Ooh. Franchise.
Whoa.
Or maybe it'll be franchise to match your PSN name.
Yeah, franchise.
No. K solo. We leave it there.
K solo?
K solo.
K solo. Can I call you
the artist? We're gonna call me the artist formerly known as franchise.
Can I call you Queso?
So, what? What the hell? No, hell no. Get out of here.
Okay. Anything else in sports? Interesting. Been happening.
Can we agree that everybody would be better off by not having Doug Gottlieb announce anything ever again?
I completely agree with you. I absolutely 110%. Like, I'm not pulling a Derrick Rose here. I'm almost there. I am all the way there. Okay.
Holy cow. Not only was he at times inappropriate, there's nothing that he really even brings. I'd rather have Charles Barkley, who sometimes I can't even understand because he has random days where he just has no voice whatsoever and they still put him on TV.
Right.
He's more effective than Doug Gottlieb is.
Yes. I completely agree. Like, I don't care how much Doug Gottlieb loves college basketball. It doesn't matter.
I don't know if I brought this up in the last one. Did you see in the first round or what's now technically the second round when they won and one of the players tweeted at him because they thought that he had said that the team had no chance. He ate like a cupcake on TV and said, "Hey, here's your cupcake. Here's saluting you to being able to win the game. Good job." Oh, and he's like eating with his mouth full and chewing, and then this weekend he's talked about how he's bringing what was the phrase? He's bringing a white point guard perspective to the table.
He needs to go.
Oh my gosh! It's ridiculous.
He's just not a studio personality.
No,
he just isn't. He's just annoying. And, you tune him out. You absolutely, come on. Really?
Yeah. I really prefer the chemistry of the other four there.
I think the other guys are, saying the same thing. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Really? We got to do this for two more weeks? Yeah. I think they're done, too. I think we're all done.
Wow.
Does CBS have a Twitter? We could start peppering him and them and Gottlieb does.
I know Gottlieb does.
We might have to make an appearance there. okay. Another thing, the Dallas Cowboys threw away the next 6 years. Can you believe that?
Oh, they didn't re-sign Romo?
I was going to say, they haven't signed any.
They threw away the next 6 years. They just told all of their fans, we never want to win a playoff game.
Did you see the Browns pull off an E. Diddy trade?
Whoa. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Amazing?
Somebody wanted McCoy, and they got a trade for McCoy.
Who would want McCoy except for coming off the waiver wire? Wow. Unbelievable.
It was a great trade.
That is a trade.
Wait, who got McCoy?
Yeah, what was the trade?
I think Arizona, maybe?
I think you're right.
What the hell?
I just saw the headline. I didn't read the story, though. 49ers.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They had traded Smith, right?
Yeah.
They got Where did he go?
He's in Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
And there was all kinds of quarterbacks moving all over the place.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Palmer.
Yep. Palmer and Flynn. Flynn's finally going to get a start, get to play. And then we can see how he's not really that great. That's going to be awesome.
And Nnamdi Asamoah went to the Niners.
Yeah, that's pretty huge.
Really? Super team.
No. He's not that good. Isn't that what everyone was saying? Like, he's not.
He eats lunch alone in his car.
He does?
That's what he did in Philly.
Oh, wow. He was an outsider then.
But some people said it's because he didn't want Andy Reid to steal his lunch.
Wow.
So Andy Reid's going to be a, Andy Reid's in Kansas City stealing people's lunch now.
Oh, man.
I think Andy Reid is going to lose weight now that he's in Kansas City.
ESPN had a another Manti Te'o day. Did you see that last week?
His pro day at Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's fast. Like
all day breaking him down as far as whether or not he was still worth the first or second round draft pick.
He's fast now.
Yeah.
That like 7/10 of a second.
They basically were more impressed because of the fact that his IQ was still high. That wasn't fake.
Poor Manti. I mean, like I said before, one fake girlfriend and all of a sudden you can't play football anymore. I guess in one, you know, people running, Alabama running backs are running over you and running right by you like you don't even exist. Well, okay. Anything else? We've been going pretty good here.
Yeah, I think that's all I got. All
right. Again, rest in peace.
Talk about what a 95.
Rest in peace, Baylor. He had a good run.
Rest in peace, Paul Bear.
Brandon Knight.
Oh, no, rest in peace, Brandon Knight. Okay. I don't have any music for the ending. So wait, in 2 weeks, it'll be the championship will be over. Michigan will have won the national championship in college basketball. And that'll probably be our last show for the TBS NBA so that we can crown our winner. The winner can get their $100 in NBA store money to get themselves an E-Diddy jersey. And then that'll be it probably until next August, I guess. Taking the summer off like normal.
All right.
Yeah, we have to throw some things in there for fantasy baseball here and there, though.
Yep. So one more official show in 2 weeks for the championship to crown. And after that, we'll be off. And I'm going to play this song.
Wait, hold on.
Whoa.
I got a Yu Darvish update.
Oh, okay.
Breaking news.
It turns out he's not only throwing a bunch of strikeouts, but he's got a perfect game going.
Oh, no.
Really?
Wait a minute. Can I watch this?
Wait, did I just jinx it?
Well, you're never supposed to mention a perfect game until, like the seventh inning.
It's the seventh inning.
Okay, so
I'm turning on MLB TV. Who are they playing?
The Houston Astros. Oh,
okay.
MLB TV alert.
11 strikeouts and a perfect game.
Wow.
All right.
Second game of the season.
So
how many records will he break today?
Well, in tribute to you, Darvish, I'm going to play this. Oh, advertisement. I'm going to play this.
Xbox 360. Vintage game footage. Electronic devices. More intense game footage. Ooh. Intense game footage. And he has more intense game footage. There's too many games. I wish you guys could see this.
Okay, that's good. Oh, man.